This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Something we don't say enough here on What's on Your Mind, but know that it is in every fiber of our being that we really do appreciate the vast audience of this great program and how many solutions come from the grassroots, not grass tops, the grassroots, real folks. That's who we're fighting for here on the program, day in and day out. Appreciate all your texts. Appreciate all your calls. Really enjoy that we're in this together. It's tough to enjoy much of anything when you're battling to the degree that so many people are battling, whether on the health front or economic front. Got a job, don't have a job. Business owners seeing everything crumble away. It's tough. Darn tough. But if we can do this shoulder to shoulder, 6 feet apart, of course, then things will be much, much better. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. In just a moment, I want to finish our conversation. Just a minute left with the Secretary of Energy on President Trump's cabinet, Dan Burlett. He will be at the White House today with Senator Cramer and oil industry executives to talk about a plan. And I'm looking forward to this conversation with Senator Cramer to find out a little bit more about that. But we couldn't let him go without asking him about the coal industry and how important that is. We've seen, again, the coal industry at a time like this provide baseload energy, so important. I want to know, though, Mr. Secretary, whether it's possible. Do you believe under the Trump administration to win the battle so that coal remains in the mix? To win the battle so we have baseload energy as part of the mix? Is that something you're fighting for?
I think we do if we continue to act now. We have to act quickly. Be working with our Treasury colleagues to, you know, for instance, take advantage of some of the tax laws that have passed. There's a provision in the national tax law known as 45Q, which will allow the adoption, the quicker adoption of some, you know, carbon capture technologies that I think are very important to the coal industry. As you know, states have taken very aggressive action to, you know, in some cases almost eliminate the use of coal for the production of electrical, or for the generation of electricity, I should say. You know, the CCUS technologies are important, not only for, you know, the more efficient and cleaner burning and use of coal, but it's also important for the, you know, for the oil industry. If we can do enhanced oil recovery, if we can use the carbon in different ways and make it a valuable commodity, then, you know, we can take advantage of the, you know, these technologies and take advantage of these important fossil fuels as we go forward. But we have to act now. And, you know, I'll be working closely with Secretary Mnuchin and others at the Treasury Department to ensure that these final regulations on this tax provision are completed in the near future.
Well, we look forward to seeing you out here when things settle down a little bit and wish you well in all these efforts. Thanks so much for the time, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, Scott. Great talking to you.
You bet. The Secretary of Energy, Dan Burlett, with us on What's on Your Mind. Every time I talk to a member of the Trump cabinet, I think, wow, he has an incredible cabinet. And what a delightful conversation with the Energy Secretary. Someone clearly engaged. You know, last week we talked to Secretary Scalia, the Labor Department. Clearly very involved. There's all rock stars. It's amazing. All right, let's crank up the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Kevin Cramer is here on a super busy Friday. Your calls, your questions, your comments for him at 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054 with your questions. Keep coming on that poll question of the day, whether or not you think a shelter in place is necessary in North Dakota. Somebody just texted here and said, how about Fargo shelter in place and not visit the rest of North Dakota? spoken like a true North Dakotan right there. That's the frank as you can get. Senator Cramer, hello and welcome back. How are you?
Well, that was a pretty funny one. It's good that we can still have a sense of humor and also throwing a little politics even in the midst of a crisis, I guess. But I'm fine. I, you know, as you probably know, I feel like every time I get on a Delta Air airplane. I'm getting on my private jet lately because there's so few people on the planes. Although there was a decent crowd out of Bismarck, I got on in Minneapolis with 9 other people again on a, in not a huge plane, but anyway, I'm good. I'm in Washington. That part's not so good, but the meeting that I'm attending this afternoon is very important, and I'm glad to have played a small part in putting it together, and look forward to the discussion with some oil folks that are corporate citizens of North Dakota, and in fact, most of them are corporate citizens in North Dakota, but have a variety of views on what we ought to be doing about the price of oil, and more importantly, the future of an industry that employs a whole bunch of people in every state, but certainly in North Dakota, and provides a great deal of national and economic security to our country. And right now, it's in a pretty bad spot, as you know.
How did this meeting come to be?
Well, you know, Scott, going back to the drop in demand, of course, in February, followed by immediately followed by this supply oversupply in a price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia, we found ourselves with an unsustainable, frankly, economic future for the Bakken and the Permian and other U.S. energy sectors. Now, right away, I got involved and got engaged with the Secretary of Energy, the Department of State, the White House, the Armed Services Committee, as well as the Pentagon, and started writing lots of letters. I led the charge on many letters and pieces of legislation designed to throw on the table all kinds of things, including a possible investigation into anti-dumping violations, collusion, letters suggesting embargoes of at least the oil from the countries that are engaged in this collusion and dumping, talking to the president about various aspects, not the least of which, and where I probably have made the most noise from my seat on the Armed Services Committee, is we ought to be pulling out of Saudi Arabia and not defending their oil assets while they've basically declared war on the shale industry in the United States, including North Dakota. That seems to be what got the most attention. And then on Monday of this week, the president called. I called him during the day. He called back after his briefing, coronavirus briefing, daily briefing. And during the course of that call, kept adding people to the call. So it was started out him and me, and pretty soon it was him, me, and half the cabinet. And I'm exaggerating slightly, but but people to talk about solutions. We put all the solutions or potential solutions on the table. And he said he wanted to have a meeting with some of the oil executives that he knows and trusts. He had been hearing from them as well, but he's been focused on, Scott, appropriately dealing with the virus itself and the spread of the pandemic and trying to stop that and shore up our healthcare system. That's been the president's focus. On Monday evening, he got laser focused on this issue. It was his idea to have the meeting, suggested it, said he'd like me to be there if I could, asked what other senators I thought should be there from other states. And I said, well, certainly Dan Sullivan of Alaska. Dan and I have partnered on this issue in a big way. And so anyway, the result of it is this meeting that we're having today. And on the phone call with us at the time, of course, it was Larry Kudlow, who's taken the lead. He's, of course, leads the President's Economic Council. And we'll see what happens today at I think 3 o'clock Eastern time when we all get together in the White House after being screened and whatnot for coronavirus.
Senator Kevin Cramer with us today. I'm going to get to the calls, but I want to just ask you quickly, how will you gauge the success of the meeting today? What if you could just say this is the Kevin Cramer plan? What would it be?
Yeah, so a great question, Scott, because I'm certainly not an expert, and I've thrown everything out there, and then some folks have thrown some other things. From my perspective, the first thing has already happened, and that is the diplomatic channels the president has opened with the Crown Prince and Vladimir Putin have been immensely helpful. In the early going, the diplomatic calls were very diplomatic. This week, the calls became, let's just put it this way. We handed him a big stick. I've been playing bad cop particularly with the Saudi government, and things, we got a little more action, shall we say. And that's when yesterday I received a call from the Princess Rima, who is the ambassador from Saudi Arabia, verifying, by the way, what the president said in his tweet about the minimum of 10% cut by OPEC, telling me about the meeting, the emergency meeting that they've agreed to, that the Crown Prince has called and will be attending. So to me, we've already had a partial victory, and that victory is being represented in an uptick in prices. I mean, the oil prices yesterday went up about 25% as a result of that, and then today they continue a modest increase. So that's the first thing, and that victory's already happened, and we'll see how the meeting goes, Scott. So I think it's important, and you might have noticed my tweet of the president's tweet yesterday. I said, great news, but keep the pressure on both of these leaders. The other thing is I'd like to see a voluntary effort by the refiners, and there'll be several in the room today, to only use U.S. oil for refining during this pandemic, during the emergency. And I can elaborate a bit more on that after the break.
Sounds good. All right, Jack North of Bismarck, first to go. We have Kenny in Fargo, Larry in Mandan, Karen in Fargo. Stay tuned. Senator Kevin Cramer takes your calls, questions, and comments as we continue after this. Don't go away.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohr, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our friends at HSS Courier and Medical Delivery are bringing you our special coronavirus crisis updates and information on the program. They pick up your prescriptions they deliver them straight to your home. So ask your pharmacy for door-to-door prescription delivery by HSS. And if they can help you during these trying times with delivery of any essential product, call David at 701-866-5774. Bring me the masks, 367-5763, or find them on Facebook at HSS Medicine. HSS Courier and Medical Delivery working hard every day during these trying times to help you. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer, and let's go to Jack north of Bismarck. Go ahead, Jack, for Senator Cramer.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I would just like to know, we raised sheep and we probably lost 40% since this started. People aren't eating. People aren't. It's basically a restaurant thing. No stimulus package is going to cover that. And then I have a neighbor who caters. She's probably lost 10 or 15 jobs because everybody's closed. She does it by herself. I would like to know, how are they going to stay afloat? How are they going to pay the bank? And I'll hang up and listen to you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. So two things that both of those businesses have in common is they both qualify for the Paycheck Protection Program, which started today, albeit a slow rollout. They started it actually earlier than they were planning to because they wanted to get the money out the door. So some banks, their banks are having mixed results from it. Some are able to get into the system and lend, others are not. But throughout the course of the next few days, I imagine all that'll get ironed out. And the Paycheck Protection Program is everybody's eligible for it that has fewer than 500 employees. They can, as long as they use the money to pay salaries, which can be the sole proprietor, it can be the S, you know, the sub S owner of the company, it can be partnership, it can be a Uber driver. But what you have to do, and it's retroactive to February 15th, so you have to go to your lender for that, and agriculture qualifies for that. So, you know, obviously the lamb business, the sheep business is livestock. It is specialized. I understand that the caller makes the point that it's, you know, that it's largely a restaurant business. So if you have a restaurant that's a Greek restaurant or a restaurant that serves lamb and you're not open, you can only, you know, cater, or you can only deliver, I should say, or have takeout. Obviously, you're going to lose some business there, and you'd qualify for that. And that would allow you to cover other costs, too, and get it forgiven, depending, again, on certain ratios. But so that's available to both the caterer and to the rancher. Now, with regard to sheep and agriculture, there's another piece, and they're still trying to develop the program, but we were able to get some money added to the to re-up, if you will, the CCC account at the USDA, and so things like market facilitation program and other safety net programs that the USDA already has or that they've created have adequate funds in them for USDA. But we were also able to add an additional $9.5 billion specific to USDA for the Secretary to develop programs that include livestock. Livestock, while there are some very modest livestock programs at USDA, there's nothing that's really robust enough for this. And so livestock is named in that fund as are a couple of other categories.
How are those administered? Where do they start?
But we don't know yet. It will absolutely be a USDA program. There isn't such a program, so that means Sonny Perdue is busy writing one right now for that. It also involves specialty crops, so it's not going to be like an ELAP or something like that. It'll be something more direct that would go directly to folks in the industry. But that program's not been developed by the agency, but there it is being developed now. They have 9.5.
Another question on this: somebody wants to know the Paycheck Protection Act. That's the one that says how many employees 2.5 times payroll over 3 months converts to a grant if you keep the people. Can you do that program and do the $10,000 immediate payment that the SBA is doing and the low interest loans from the SBA?
So the emergency. I'm not sure that you can use it with the emergency grant program. Somebody will have to get back to me on that. But we'll check into that. You were also talking about the low interest loans. So the paycheck protection piece, the low interest loans are, I think they're at 1% now, if I remember right. But I might be conf- people already have SBA loans. The Paycheck Protection loans can actually, you can actually roll your existing low interest, like say a traditional 7A loan, into the Paycheck Protection Act that covers the time frames going back to, again, to February 15th, meets all the criteria you just talked about and probably a couple of other things. I just looked at the form, by the way, that they've provided for that. It's quite basic, to say the least. It's a fillable form online. The challenge is not every bank can get online at the same time, even if they're an SBA bank, because the system's being a little bit overwhelmed, so they're working on that capacity right now.
All right, so we're going to check on whether or not the emergency grant works with the Paycheck Protection Program, but the low-interest loan package and the other program can both be accessed by a business?
Should be able to work together.
All right, got you their answer there. Let's see. Kenny and Fargo next for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, good morning. I'll play right off of what you just said there, Scott. Yeah, you can use the Paycheck Protection and the $10,000 loan together. Just got off the phone with my banker. So I just found out that information.
First of all, congratulations. First of all, congratulations on getting on the phone with your banker, because I know they're all, I mean, everybody is just overwhelmed, but we're all in it together, I guess, and so we have to be
patient. Yeah, well, it's been really good. In fact, he sent me an email last night at 9:30, so they're working from home, but they're working. So
God love them.
Quite the program.
It is.
Yeah, so Sandra, here's my comment, I guess, or question. Since you have the ear of the president, maybe he could use the bully pulpit to reach out to some of these large corporations. So we're a seasonal business. We've been up and rolling for about a month. We're considered essential, so that's good. And I've been able to take advantage of some of the people being laid off, and we've been bringing them on board and hiring them. And that's all great. The downside is I'm not used to having this much payroll this quick in, you know, early in the season. And so we're definitely going to take advantage of the payroll protection plan. But here's what would help a lot of the small businesses is if we could get the larger corporations that we subcontract for to get them to pay on a more timely basis. I'll just name three. I'm not going to name names, but I'll just give you, we work for a shipping company that deliver packages to your door. All right. They're net 45. Truck rental companies in town that we use for moving, net 60, and the nice guys that bring the ice cream to our doorstep, net 90. Mm-hmm. You know, so it'd be great if they delivered the ice cream and I said, yeah, come back in 90 days and I'll pay you.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening is we're doing weekly work for them, but they're just sitting on the money. And that's not just a this time of year thing. This is constant, you know. So if he could put a little bug in the ear of the big corporations, say, come on, guys, let's start paying our subcontractors on a more timely basis.
That would help us immensely. This is great. What he's talking about is great stuff.
Because it doesn't take any government help. It doesn't take additional taxpayer dollars. It takes some common sense to be a little more timely on the paying. Kenny, hang on for Senator Kramer's answer after the break.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount. Or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I know, I'll leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Do you think I left enough of the I know's on there?
There's nice, yeah, perfect amount.
I did get a text from a listener saying, just when the music gets good, you talk, Hannon.
There is one. Yeah. I'll put the link up if somebody wants to download it, but there is one that's got 10 hours of him going, I know.
Okay, so all right. It'll be on Todd's Facebook page, folks, so you can check that out on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you part today by our friends at DAC Diesel. There's an essential business for you, keeping the trucks rolling. God bless you, truckers. I tell you what, unbelievable. I mean, we would have chaos in this country if truckers weren't allowed to get products from point A to point B. Think about that. Feeding us and keeping us going. So appreciate them and the good folks at DAC Diesel are there for your Bismarck operation, but fixing diesel all across the Northern Plains. 701-258-5011. All they do is diesel. DACDiesel.com. 27 before the top of the hour. And the question before the break was essentially, what can you do to talk to these big companies and supply chains to pay sooner? It would help us immensely in this.
So it was a great call, and it was a very reasonable request. And he's asking the president to use the bully pulpit, and that's exactly what I'll mention to him today. Because I think a lot of these things, and it's really what I've asked them to do this afternoon with the oil executives, are just appealing, demonstrating, showing some areas where corporate patriotism can play a role in the entire value chain. And this is a good one. When the terms of payment for the big guy, because they can squeeze. And by the way, in a crisis, when an economic squeeze happens, it always happens, down the value chain, obviously. And just by shifting terms from 45 or 60 or 90 days to 30 days or cash only or whatever you can do, it might be a little bit of hurt for the big guy, but it may save their value chain. And I think that was a very good request. It doesn't require policy. It just requires perhaps an appeal, and I'll bring it up to him today.
All right, Kenny, better listen to that briefing later. We'll have it here on 550 KFIRE at AM 1100, The Flag, taking those every day for you. Rob in Bismarck, next for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I got a question. Why are we trying to run the price of oil back up? I mean, with everybody being, with the issue we got going on right now, why can't we just leave it as is for now instead of trying to artificially inflate it or, like Saudi does, artificially deflate it by pumping more oil out?
Right. Well, here's why, Rob. Couple of reasons. One is, as much as we might love it, $1 or $2 gasoline, even in a short run like this, if the result is America's energy dominance makes us suddenly energy dependent on Saudi Arabia and OPEC, like we have been in the past, you're looking at $5 a gallon gasoline when this is all over. because that's exactly what they're aiming for. They're not doing this so that they, you know, out of any sort of generosity to the American consumer or any other consumer. They're doing it to try to alleviate or eliminate their competition. And, you know, they've tried this on us one other time, not very long ago, and it didn't work because the shale producer was able to hang in there with them. But, you know, what we already are seeing an increase in imports because we are seeing a couple of our larger refineries going, I can get this really cheap oil from Saudi Arabia. I'm going to switch over to more of their oil and less of American oil. And if they do that, they'll put our guys right out of business. To get another well or to get even a well that's shut in back on track is a monumental task that no small producer probably will even be able to do. So the reason is really to get back to the stabilizing impact that we've had the last several years in concert with global market demand and supply. Now, if we oversupply, and we have sometimes, and we have the natural drop in price, and that has happened, and that was sort of happening before the coronavirus, frankly, that's one thing. But if a player like OPEC or Saudi Arabia or Russia takes direct aim at us and dumps cheap oil onto the market to bring down the price, that's playing outside of the bounds. So I get your point. The other thing I would say is when you look even at the mild response or the recovery of the Obama years, all of the net gain in jobs during that recovery were oil and gas jobs. The same number of jobs that were growing in the oil and gas sector was the net gain during the Obama years. And that's when we were under regulatory fire. So the industry's too important to the country, both to our national and economic security, to let it fail because these guys are having a price war.
Okay. Why wouldn't we just buy the cheaper oil as a country then and put it in a stockpile?
Yeah, so great question. That's sort of
the same reason.
Yeah, so that's happening around the country. Remember, we requested $3 billion in the CARES package. We put it in the Senate bill so that the Department of Energy could purchase this oil, this cheap oil, and fill up our strategic petroleum reserve. Nancy Pelosi insisted on it being taken out because it would be, because we'd be buying American oil. If you can imagine, the House of Representatives literally insisted that that not be in there to buy our own oil at a low price. So, but part of our problem now is as we fill up everything, and I say we, the Saudis are filling up every ship they have. They were taking old ships out and filling those up there. But remember, the United States protects those ships with our Navy. And so that's part of the offense as well. But, there's a lot of buying at the low end right now and storing it up. I wish we could put tanks in our backyards like the old days, Scotty. We'd be filling it up with diesel and like they do on the farm.
Well, I appreciate your call. It's a good question. I've heard others ask it as well. The thing I always talk about, too, is just the economy. I mean, during the Obama years, it was a terrible economy, but for energy, and that was happening in North Dakota and a few other places in the shale play, but it allowed the economy to sort of survive under Obama, all on energy. You know, so this is an enormous lift to our economic, well, look at the state of North Dakota. All of our phones just went blank.
Youch. Rough day.
Lost Kevin and lost all of the callers that were waiting.
Well, here's an opportunity for me to just jump in until Kevin gets back. And thank everybody who came out last night or joined wherever you were. At 8 o'clock last night, we had a Prayer Warriors parking lot event. Almost service, if you will. Just trying to show some solidarity, to show some respect, to show some thanks to everybody in the healthcare industry for all they do and give them something other than an empty visitor parking lot to look at. So if you missed the broadcast last night, I did just put up the audio from it versus the Facebook muted audio. Thanks, Facebook. So you can pop onto our KFI Radio or my Facebook page to be able to grab that. But thanks all who showed up, and we'll be doing that every Thursday night at 8, live on KFI.
Thank you also to
CHI for providing the parking lot that kind of started the whole ball rolling, and now, as you said, others.
Yeah, it was really kind of, it was Tabby who works there. It was kind of her vision originally, and thought, well, geez, if we got, you know, a radio station involved, and I thought, well, if we, you know, if K-Fire gets involved, then we're reaching out well beyond Bismarck Mandan, and I don't know, they joined in Mandan, they joined in Williston, as a matter of fact, and I'm sure there were some others I just haven't heard from, but it was fantastic last night. It was very moving, very powerful, and now you can get the full audio.
All right. Senator Kevin Cramer is back on the Talk Radio Town Hall. You were about to answer a question. And for the life of me, I can't remember what the question was. You guys remember what the question was? You probably do.
My mind went blank when the phones went blank.
Yeah. Do you remember the question you were about to answer?
Scotty, here's what I was saying. What I was saying is if we applied that across the board, you know, the cheap is better. We could knock, you know, the automobile prices down by, you know, half or so. And the problem with that is that there'd be no automobile dealers and or manufacturers. We could knock down the price of, you know, groceries to, you know, 10 cents a bag or something. And you just see an economy can't function that way. And it's no different in the oil and gas industry either. So anyway, we have to be careful to have that balance that allows everybody to make a living. But remember, the shale revolution is what brought the price of oil down. It's what brought the price of gasoline down over the last several years. The problem now is that with the price war waging against us, and an oversupply, it's designed to knock us out of business. And that's why the ultimate outcome will eventually be very, very expensive gasoline again.
All right. More with Senator Kevin Cramer. If you have a comment or question, the lines are down at the central there, but you can call us 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. All right. Let's see what else we have here from lots of questions from listeners. How about high school kids that had trips planned to D.C. and other places around the country and are not getting a full refund of the trip paid in full? This is outrageous. These kids worked hard for these trips and will never take them now and won't even get their money back.
Yeah, I guess I don't know anything about that. I don't know who they would be paying. I assume there's some sort of an agency or whatever. A business, a travel agency or something. So I don't know, you know, what to tell you about it other than that they ought to be as benevolent as they can, and they, whoever that would be, should be able to refund those dollars and get them refunded through some one of the programs. And that would be, you know, my thought and my goal. But again, I'm not familiar with who arranges those things or who they're paying.
Texter says, would you please ask Mr. Cramer what the plan is to check into the beef packing company for collusion? The ranchers have lost $20 to $100 in the last 10 days, 20 per 100, I guess, in the last 10 days, plus 20. 100 they lost in early January and February. I know oil is a big deal also, but the bigger deal is going to be all the ranchers that are going to go bankrupt if we don't fix this.
Well, and it's similar to my other, you know, to other points, right? That if the up the value chain, they squeeze you down the value chain, that might result in a cheaper product, but it puts people out of business and eventually it crumbles the whole economy. So there's an investigation into it. It's been ramped up a lot. Senators from the Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming in particular, as well as other places that raise cattle. But the Western senators have been putting a lot of pressure on USDA on an almost weekly basis, if not more, to continue looking into it, to apply the pressure, and not a result as yet, of course, but appreciate the reminders. By the way, $600 million in loans have originated so far this morning.
Wow.
To give you a sense of what's going on.
All right, so already on day number one.
Yeah.
I'll combine two questions here, and you can answer on the other side of the break. Where are you finding all of this money? And Ty from Stanley says, if we are concerned about the national debt and the damage these payouts will have in the long term, can we please have a balanced budget?
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Coronavirus has us all worried about germs. Did you know in 400 BC, Hippocrates said, give me the ability to induce a fever and I can cure any illness? Well, that's exactly what happens when you sit in a sauna daily. You're artificially inducing a fever, and your body reacts by relieving it, sweating out the bad. That's what a sauna does. It sweats out the bad. It's better than a flu shot. And we get what's going on right now. That is why we're offering very special financing, including 12 months, no interest, no payments. If you already have a hot spring spa in your backyard, it's a great way to retreat and reconnect with family and friends. If you don't, call us. We have a virtual showroom. We'll walk you through the different models and all the options that are available and discuss how we can get this to your home without you leaving. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense, and they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at mineraltracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Land and equipment auctions are what we do at Piper's. Our team of auctioneers, marketing staff, and real estate agents are the best in their profession. Nobody gets better results. Piper's April equipment and land auctions feature newer model farm equipment and trucks. The land? Well, it is land you will want to own. During the next few weeks, most of these notable equipment and land auctions are being offered online. View all equipment and land auctions at Piper's.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
OneNewGMC.com, committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers, and they are open for business in Schwann Buick GMC and Cadillac. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precaution in both sales and service to help keep you safe. And if you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease all over the phone or online. Shop, click, drive. They'll even come right to you. 0% for 84 months plus 120-day deferred payments with approved credit. You need service? Ask about their pickup and delivery as well. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Little Louis Armstrong, by request, my listeners.
What a wonderful world. Open right now.
Exactly right. Happy to do it for you today, folks, on the program. The Kramer bump on the price of oil, WTI, is at 5% additional up today. $1.23, is that what it is? Up 5%, and then Brent crude is like 9%, just so you know. So that'd be the Kramer bump in oil today.
Yeah. Well, we got a long way to go, but we don't want $100 a barrel oil, but we also don't want $20 a barrel oil, because Otherwise, I guarantee if we have $20 a barrel oil for very long, we'll end up with $100 a barrel oil shortly after that.
I think the next thing you should figure out is how we could not be beholden to people doing like what they did. I know oil is a world product, right? But it just, and I guess if we can figure that out, then we can do the same thing on every egg commodity as well.
Well, but they are very analogous right now, Scott, to your point. I mean, it's like the person earlier about, getting squeezed by the packers in the livestock industry. Two things that are always protected by a country that can do it are energy and food, starting with food. But you don't want to ever be dependent on somebody else for food and energy if you don't have to be. And so times like this do heighten that awareness. And there'll be a lot of look backs on this moment as to what we might do a little bit differently while also maintaining the fact that we believe in free markets and we want to have free markets, but we want those markets to be fair, and we want to do trade, but we need to do trade with noble trading partners. And so there's a lot to work through here.
All right, before the break, where's all this money coming from?
Oh yeah.
How do you pay for
debt.
It? What does it do to the debt?
Yep.
Can we have a balanced budget amendment? What do you say?
Well, first of all, I'd love a balanced budget amendment because, in my mind, the only way we're ever going to get to balanced budget is if it's imposed on us by the Constitution. In the meantime, where the money's coming from for this is, I guess, implied in the question, and it is being borrowed. There's no question about that. The good news, I guess, is, at least for now, is that the money's very, very cheap because money is, basically become free in terms of borrowing it. And the president sees that debt as leverage. He's working, as you probably know, he and Secretary Mnuchin have been working on restructuring some of our own debt to take advantage of low interest rates and the value of the dollar around the world and all of those things to establish more firmly than ever that the American dollar is still the best. But in order to get to balance, we have to deal with the very uncomfortable side of the ledger, and that is the two-thirds of the federal budget, which is basically, it's on autopilot. It's mandatory spending. It's things like Medicare and Social Security. Medicare will be insolvent in about 5 or 6 years. Social Security, not long after that. That will result in automatic 25% cuts in benefits. And so politicians who don't want to talk about that like to pretend it's going to go on forever as is. It won't. And so there's a group of us, but I think we're up to about 8 or 10 senators that are dealing specifically with that and talking about how to deal with the balance side of all of this. But for now, we're in an emergency that requires some care. And but as you know, Scotty, they're already talking about phase four of this relief package, to which I'm saying slow down, pump the brakes. Now, let's see how this works out. Not only is there $2 trillion tax dollars being put into it, some of which will be paid back, but it's leveraging another $4 trillion in Fed vehicles or facilities for an infusion into the market. It seems to be having a stabilizing effect. Hopefully that continues, because I think that's the best we can do right now, is stabilize our economy so that when we come through this coronavirus pandemic, there's an economy that can be stimulated after that. But I think what will stimulate it will be confidence again by the American consumer and the investors. And let's try that. And let's work on, as I've said, the best stimulus package in the world is the legitimate use of government funds to build out a transportation infrastructure in a very robust way. The president wants to borrow an extra $1.5 trillion or so to add to that. We'd have to discuss that. But at least it has as its purpose the supply chain, much like you were talking about the truckers. I mean, you can not talk about essential services. It's truckers, but they have to be able to ride on good, well-maintained roads and highways and bridges. And same with.
I'm going to try and squeeze in one more quick call here. Wanda and Bismarck, quickly for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Wanda.
Hey, I have a question on the coronavirus. Have any of the recovering patients been tested for antibodies, whether they're building antibodies toward this, or if it's something that we can get recurringly?
So that, yes, they, to answer your first question, yes, they have been tested, are being tested, not just in the United States, but other places. They're, you know, antibodies are not new science. It's, as I think both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx have said, it's pretty basic science. And so, yeah, there's a lot of that going on, but of course, we haven't had it around long enough to know the ultimate outcome. You're right on point. As you know, growing up as kids, we were always told that. You know, you get the flu once, you'll never get it.
Yeah, they have the immunity to it. Juan, a good question, and I think that'll be a big part of our recovery. Senator Kramer, thanks. Good luck at the White House today. Talk to you soon. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are... you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.